Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner and my other amazing bald friend, Tyler.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, listen, we're going to have so much fun today. There's going to be a lot of people jumping in. Ooh, we have people already asking questions, which is great. Nice. So folks, listen, if you want to learn about what is super hot coming, not only for the publishing world, the book marketing world, partnering with people, an alternative to Facebook ads. I mean, this is going to be the best 30 minutes that you could imagine. Tyler, first of all, we're wearing our Steve Jobs shirts. It's called The Unveiling. Let people know a little bit about your background. And, you know, we're going to give away some prizes and some t-shirts, and we're going to just have an absolute blast today. So tell people about your background and what's up with you.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess I'll start out with like how Authors Unite kind of came to be and then how it kind of led up to us connecting. So a little background. When I was 20, I wrote a book, right? It did well. And I dropped out of school prior to that. And I wanted to be a public speaker, right? And what ended up happening is a bunch of people started asking me like how I did this. How did I write the book, publish it, and market it? So then I helped some friends and they had similar results. And then from there, what I started to really realize is if I focused on mastering the marketing side of books, that essentially I could connect and partner with publishers and then, you know, they would refer their authors to us and we could just handle that side of the business. So 10 years later, you know, me and you connect, and it was like a dream partnership come true, because like, I see this turn your book into 18 streams of income. And, you know, we've been helping authors hit like major bestseller lists. And I'm like, yo, this is like the dynamic duo. Like, what else could there be? You know, so that was a very quick version, but that's kind of what led us to this. Yeah.
So that's Tyler's perspective. I'll share with you my perspective. No, that you're 100% right. Tyler is incredible, folks. I've been in the industry a long time. Like, I'm a lot older than Tyler. And I have kids. And he doesn't have anyone special yet, although maybe someday. But we got to joke about that. But,
are you going to say that?
I won't say her name.
Yes.
But you may be watching. But anyway, I have always struggled with book marketing. Listen, folks, there are a lot of authors out there, and I've done some crazy innovative things, like partner with Hollywood celebrities at Shawshank. I mean, I've done some big publicity, crazy stuff, largest global live stream ever, launch parties. But I never had, by the way, Barbara Littles, happy birthday, my friend.
Happy birthday.
Facebook told me she was, we got people from Northern Ireland in the house. Look at this. So I know that book marketing is the secret sauce. It's the holy grail. Like, we have a unique company in Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, because we help people write, publish, and market their books and turn them into 18 streams of income. However, to get to be a Wall Street Journal bestseller, a USA Today, sell tens of thousands of books, get to be on the New York Times, that's difficult. And a gentleman brought Tyler and I together on a call. You remember this, back in like November or December?
Mm-hmm.
I'm representing this client because I'm publishing him. Tyler's on the call. And our client is talking to Tyler. And I'm like private messaging Tyler in seconds. And I'm like, dude, we got to talk after. Remember that?
I do remember. Yeah.
Because when you know someone who is like the exact thing that you've been searching for, and I think you said it, like when you heard about me with 18 streams of income, why did that turn you upside down, light you up? Why is that message so clear for you?
See, I think it showed me, it was very similar to what I feel like I had done with helping authors sell a lot of books and hit these major lists. I was like, okay, this, and I'm calling you this guy, Carrie, because I didn't know you. I was like, well, he seems to have figured out like what to do after that. Mm. Right? So I was like, this is perfect, where I can get this book in front of a lot of people and hit these major lists. And then, you know, partnering with Carrie and his team, you can kind of take it from there and really extend it to really help that author achieve everything they want to achieve years down the road. So I was just like, all right, this is great. Let's do it. Yeah.
So let's talk about my weakness, and I'll talk about Tyler's weakness, the model, because folks, you got to realize, like, I'm a coach and I can't help but teach people how to do good free zones. In fact, Dan Sullivan, we got to share this whole story. This is so fun. This is so good. It might take an hour, actually. It'll be a half hour. So Tyler's weakness was that his authors, boom, hit the list, which is amazing and unheard of and super rare. And he's got this amazing process that's genius, and nobody on planet Earth. When our mutual client connected me, he's like, Tyler can guarantee it. And I'm like, no, he can't. Unbelievable. Like, you can't do this. Listen, Tyler's got this thing figured out. But anyway, the negative from Tyler's clients could have been they hit a list, but then after the book launch, crickets for some of them.
Yeah, if they didn't do anything after, right? Because there's a list every week, right? So yep. That's what I would always tell my clients, like, look, I can connect you with a PR person. I can connect you with somebody that can build your funnel. And here's what I would recommend you do. But then when you came into my life, I was like, well, just like I have the system for this, like you have the 18 streams of income. So it's no more doing just like recommendations. It's like, no, this is the full suite.
Yes. So you could be like, you came into Authors Unite. Now here's Igniting Souls Publishing Agency. And then my problem, my weakness was we would take these clients like Pat Luce, who's killing it. Okay. Sold so many courses, has certified all kinds of doctors. Yet if I had available for Pat, and we can help you hit the USA Today, Wall Street Journal, and or other bestseller lists, it would have taken what he's done and 10x'd it. So mm-hmm. I knew the missing piece was, man, I can make people be rock star authors and build businesses and even six or seven figures. But if they don't have the credibility of a Wall Street or USA Today, they will never get as much impact. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I met you. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the missing piece. So now they come to Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, but now I'm like, and when you're launching your book, partner with Tyler, Authors Unite. So now we're here. You showed me, so that's one thing. One thing is like, cool, you got something, I got something. But then Dan Sullivan, who's my coach and who I publish, and by the way, folks, we're going to give away prizes to the most engaged members. So tag an author, share this thing, tell Tyler, who has more hair, Carrie or Tyler? I'm going to say Tyler based on his facial hair for sure.
Oh, yeah. This
yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, people are lighting this up, man. See, like our clients are like, this is exciting. So we got to teach you folks some things today. Partnerships are a dime a dozen, but what a free zone is, this is a Dan Sullivan strategic coach thing. A free zone is where two people in the industry collaborate to create something that nobody else has done. And now instead of having competition, because you've created something new, nobody can compete with you. Mm-hmm. And I know that when we chatted, I'm like, get this book, Free Zone Frontier. Here's the audio. Listen to it. Tell people, because again, it's been funny. We've been texting each other now for months. Yeah. And like, did you hear this? Did, you know, but when I sent you the Free Zone Frontier and you heard not just a partnership, but you heard the potential of a free zone between Authors Unite and ISPA, what did you think of?
So, well, first, when I listened to that, I think, and I texted you this, I was like, I've been like naturally, like my mind just naturally was building my business in this type of way. Because I had heard of Dan Sullivan and Strategic Coach, but I didn't know much about it. And yes. I just heard about it. And then when I listened to that audio, I was just like, wow. Because Dan Sullivan's like a master. You know, I was like, he's already lived it. This, for me, I'm living it. But yes. Like, it's still kind of theoretical to an extent.
Yes.
So when I heard that, I was like, wow, this is exactly what I thought.
You know? Yeah. And like, so I put words to a desire that you had.
Oh yeah. 100%. Like I didn't know how to word it exactly, like how we were doing what we were doing with Authors Unite until I listened to that and then connected with you. I was like, oh, that's why this is working, because, you know, I mean, this guy's been doing it for like 40 years or something. Yeah. It obviously, and he still does it. I think his latest book is kind of somewhat about that.
Yeah, so, yeah. Absolutely. So you listen to that and then you share this thing, which, by the way, folks, we're going to drop in some crazy links today. No one can buy anything. This is not a sale. We're not saying, and here's our product line. In fact, we have many secrets coming in the next few months. But if you can drop in infinitepartnershipsystem.com, if our team can, you shared with me this thing called One Partner Away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I watched it and I'm like, this is gold. You know, I think I texted you. I'm like, this is going to change the world or something. <Yeah. laughs> and tell people what the system has helped you achieve.
So basically what the system, and I'll give a little background actually, because I think this will be helpful for people to hear, is, you know, when you're starting an online business, you hear a lot of stuff about Facebook ads, Google ads, SEO. There's so many different ways to market. It's really, there's unlimited ways for marketing, but a lot of it is paid advertising. And a lot of people just don't have success with it. And the reason is mostly because you really need to put a pretty big budget in there to test a lot of things to find ads that work for your business, right? So there's just money that you need to have up front, which mostly normal business or new business owners don't have that capital to do that.
So let me ask, folks watching, how many of you say, if I could grow my business without paid ads, I'm in? Because that's Tyler just said that. Like, most people starting their business have zero or very little capital to just say, oh, I'm going to experiment on Facebook ads. Now keep going, man. This is exciting.
Exactly. Yeah. So I had noticed that. And the thing with a lot of courses is like, they will, you know, they teach you a lot of things, but that's one of the things they tell you is like, you buy a course, then you go in. And they're like, oh, yeah, but now you have to pay all this money for ads. So regardless, what happened is I started building partnerships. And I started noticing that, you know, our business was growing dramatically from these partnerships. And I was like, what if we really scaled this up? Like, what if we had, you know, a lot of partners, let's say, like in the thousands. So then that's really what I focused on. We do very minimal paid advertising, and I just focused on building really strong, hopefully lifelong partnerships. And essentially, me and you connected on that, and we built a system for really anybody and or company or person to be able to do this effectively.
Man, I'm going to show them the page. We already got, look at all these people. I'm in. Yes, I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. Just signed up. I mean, folks, if you don't get into this free opt-in, and again, we're not selling you anything. This is to, It's being finalized right now, but let me share with you this page. This was so important that I literally booked a ticket to Miami. I mean, if people, and not only that, I flew two of my team members. We got hotels. I mean, that's how crazy I am about this right now. And here's why. Because Facebook, I'm not gonna say words, but Facebook no longer works, folks, for paid ads for most people. In other words, our business was running millions of dollars on Facebook ads. And that's how we grew. And all of a sudden, Facebook can change one thing, and all of a sudden the whole world changes for you and your business. Mm-hmm. And Tyler, this is why I got so excited, because it's like, you know, I'm a faith person, and I think God brought you and me and together at the right time. And I think that we're going to help so many businesses. Let's show them the page and let's talk about this amazing course that we created just a few weeks ago. So read the subtitle, and then what does that mean, Tyler?
So subtitle is how to grow a 6, 7, or 8+ figure business without any risk or ad spend. And one thing you just said that I love is I just thought about this is like the only way that this like wouldn't work, and actually it still would work. It would just be more. It would be a little more effort. Is if the internet literally went down, and all phones stopped working. You know, yeah. Because like you just said, I'm pretty sure I got an email the other day from Google and a couple of weeks ago from Facebook saying their terms, they're always changing.
Yes.
Right? So if an ad was working a month ago, they might change, right? It might not work. Whereas this system right here, you know, literally even without the internet or a phone, you just have to physically go to people. It would still work.
It would. So. It would. And this is why I loved it, because I tell people all the time, serving is selling. Mm-hmm. In other words, I knew right away that you and I fit immediately with core values. You're not about pitching and about, you know, cold sales and get the sale. You're all about serving and partnerships. I even have a mastermind that I lead called Fire Ring Partnership Track. Like partner and partner is so integral to you and I. Talk about the difference, because I think people will dig this. The 6, 7, and 8 figure people all want a different thing. Mm-hmm. And they're all at a different place. What is a person who's 5 figures, which is probably most of the audience watching, what do they want? What are they struggling with?
So, you know, I think they're at 5 figures, you probably have your concept down. You have a few clients and things are working, but you're not sure how to get to that 6-figure mark. And really it's risky for you to test out paid ads, right? Because you could lose money and not gain anything, right? Which could actually shut down the business because you're at 5 figures. So there's not a lot of capital to work with. So I think where this would really come into play for a 5-figure to go to 6 is really that risk part. Right. So it removes all the risk. If you just follow this system from 5 figures, you will get to 6 figures. Like you just simply have to, you know, communicate with people. That would be the only requirement.
Yeah. In other words, this system is about investing time and not even crazy time, but it's investing time instead of money. And for people who are at 7 or 8 figures, it doesn't need to be their time. Like, this is the crazy thing. Like, we can actually, through the course that we're going to teach, show you how, if you're a 7 or 8 figure, it doesn't have to be your time. So what is the 6-figure going to 7 want? Because that was me for a lot of years. That was you for a lot of years. What are they after?
Yeah, so I think what happens is when you're at the 6 figures, you really need, you start realizing you need a team. Like you got to 7 figures without a team, but it's not the funnest journey, I would imagine. So I wouldn't recommend it. So I think that's the biggest thing is you realize now to scale to that 7-figure mark and also keep living a healthy life. and sleeping, you know, 8 hours a night, you need a system to build a team to scale where you're not having to be involved every, you know, minute of the day.
And then talk about the person who's at seven figures. And the reason why I love this course is like, we have training for each category. It's not like, well, gee, I'm five figures trying to get to six, and now I have to deal with an eight figure teaching that I can't even comprehend. Or some people are at seven wanting to go to eight. They can say, oh yeah, I did that 5 years ago. But what is the seven figure going to eight need and want?
So this is what we realize, is that from seven to eight, what it really comes down to is at that point, like, your business is thriving, you have a team, but then you get to kind of work more on the business and become more strategic, right? So it's not necessarily about like the amount of people around, but more so you looking at all the people you've built through your network and clientele. And in a sense, as Dan Sullivan would say, creating some free zones, right? And more being strategic about, how can I, instead of just going down this one path, how can I create like five major paths per year? And then we walk you how to continue to scale with what you have, but also step back and be more strategic.
Yes. So there's multiple levels going on, folks. You're in the matrix right now. So I want you to realize what's going on. Okay. Tyler was running this thing called Infinite Partnership System. That's how I met him. In other words, it's so good that that's how we met. And what people might not know is, like, I heard about you in multiple conversations because your system was working. So that before I even hopped on the phone with you for the first time, you say this in the course, I was already sold. So, I mean, I want people to hear this. Betty, Kiera, Carolyn, Jim, Sandy, you got to hear this. Imagine if the first time you chatted with someone, they already wanted what you wanted. That's crazy. How does IPS without, I mean, we don't have the time to go into all the details. That's what the course is for. But talk about the philosophy of why it's so easy to close people when A, you're not selling them, B, you're partnering, and C, they already know about you because of the system.
Yeah. So when you said that, it triggered my memory. I've actually had a few occasions, and I know this sounds crazy, I've had a few occasions where literally over five people have referred me like the same person, right? So just imagine if like a potential client gets referred to you by five different people.
You got to talk to this guy. You got to talk to this guy.
Like the same, like multiple emails, and but it's all the same. And then you hop on that call. This is no longer like, we're not talking about sales calls anymore. So for anybody listening that like doesn't like doing sales calls, this is, first off, this is amazing for you. Even if you do like sales calls, it still works.
I don't like sales calls. I like serving people, but I don't want to be like, hey, I know you don't know me or want this thing that I'm going to talk to you about. Like, I don't like that.
It's fun because I'm the same as you. Like, I just didn't like sales calls. I wonder subconsciously if that's kind of why I decided to build the business this way, partly. But regardless, sales calls are no longer with this system. Like, these are all kind of, I just call them get to know you calls, because at that point, the person already knows the price of the service, and they already want in. It's just, and sometimes the person becomes a client without even speaking to you. That's happened to us, but it really just becomes like, hey, like, I heard about you from five different people, and I just wanted to like meet you because I'm obviously I'm already sold. So let's just like connect now. And imagine if you just had calls like that all the time. So that's really what it does. It's awesome.
It's crazy. So you had this process, but then the way I'm wired, and that's the beauty of a collaboration, a free zone. I'm good at certain stuff. You're good at certain stuff. And together we're good at, you know, something new, but I'm really good at frameworks and course building. So when I saw your thing,
yeah,
I said to you, we gotta change the name. We got to change the modules. We got to, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And so, and then I sent you this like mapped out framework. What did you think? Because again, you've been living it for years, but when you saw how simple it would be for the person, because I, these, you know, some of these people are like, I'm not that skilled in this stuff. I don't, but why did I kind of like make dumb it down?
Yeah. You know? Well, I think that was kind of, and there's many reasons why our partnership is amazing, but one of them was really that. Cause for me, I think sometimes I'm just so like in it, it's hard for me to elaborate like how I'm doing what I'm doing. So then when me and you connected, and then I think it was literally, it was probably within a day or two, you had already like gone through it and then mapped out this whole thing to simplify it, to explain it to others. And I was like, oh, I was like, he gets it. I was like, he fully gets what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
And I was like, he gets it so much that like we should collaborate on this and like help as many business owners as possible, because I know that this can work for anybody. Yeah,
so that's good. It's so good. And our team has been trying it. And I mean, people need to realize this. Like, we just had the largest check ever written in 17 years. Like, that's the proof. Even though Facebook has banned our page and said, you know, you can't do this or you can't do that, it's like, well, guess what? Who cares? You know? So, I mean, that's what I am happy about, because I don't like not being in control. I'm just being real, folks. I don't like it when Facebook says AI, artificial intelligence, is going to decide whether your ad works today or doesn't work, or whether you can do a webinar or not. Like, that's no way to run a business. What do you think, Tyler?
Oh, I agree. I'm the same as you. I need to be in control, or I can't sleep otherwise, honestly. So
yeah. I mean, you have people you pay. Mm-hmm. I have a team. I think last time I checked, like 41 people. If Facebook's like, we're not going to let you run this thing, that's 41 people's paychecks. It's not just me anymore. It's not just you anymore. If you're a business owner, that's a scary place to be, is having people on your team, but then the marketing people saying, well, you can't do this or you can't do that. That's pretty scary. Mm-hmm. And then you put on that the politics and how people bailed Facebook in November and December. So I want people to realize, like, yes, AU, Authors Unite, and ISPA have joined forces to offer a killer write, publish, market, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, even focusing on the New York Times, 18 streams of income. That's what we are offering the world. And we're saying proof of the model is, I'm going to show them one more time, this. Like, that's the big unveiling. It's not just, hey, AU and ISPA are joining forces. It's we're joining forces and now helping every business in the world learn the infinite partnership system. How crazy cool is that?
Yeah, no, it's, I still, sometimes, it's just so cool to me to see how quickly it's been, I'll just use the word manifested, like just how quickly we've acted together. And like you just said, flying into Miami, and that, you know, that's where we shot this course. And I don't know, it's just, it's really cool to see. So
We brought Amanda, we brought Brenda, you have George, you have Colin, you have Nikita. I mean, all you know, we have dozens of people. All everything happened, and I mean, your brother filmed it, the guidebooks being completed. Mm-hmm. What can people expect as they watch AU, ISPA, and IPS? Because I feel like everyone's got a front row seat here to see the next 6 months, some crazy stuff.
Well, I think first, just from a marketing standpoint in the publishing industry, we're going to shake things up a little bit. So that's good. Yes. So I'm really excited for that. And then, you know, IPS, it's really cool for me and you to be able to extend outward to help any type of business owner. to really grow. And it really is true that the sub headline of it without any risk or ad spend, that's almost what I love the most about it, is that we're literally telling you, like, look, here's a course. If you go through it and you take action, there is no risk and there is no extra ad spend. It's just simply following the actionable steps that I've been doing for years that you've recently been doing. Right. And it works. So that's, you can expect it to work.
Because here's the alternative. The alternative was Carrie would take out his credit card. And I'm just telling you, folks, this is the absolute truth. I would say, here, Facebook, here's 50K for this month. 50K. Here's 50K for this month. And show my ad to people so that they can maybe get on a webinar. So here's the 50K up front. Hopefully people come on the webinar. Hopefully people show up live. Hopefully the tech works. Hopefully, you know, the recording works. Hope. And that's what we did for 7 years and it worked sometimes, but then sometimes the internet would go out. Can you imagine that, Tyler? You put 50K on the line, and all of a sudden the internet goes,
or the page loading time is too, like, there's so many variables that it is kind of crazy to me. Like, honestly. So with this, there's really no variables. Like,
And I'm not against it. I'm on Facebook. I'm not against YouTube. I'm not against Twitter. I'm not against Instagram. You're not against any of that. All social media is great, but when you build your entire business, this is what we're trying to say. When you build your entire business on a lead generation source that you don't control, that is not a good formula. What do you think?
Not at all. Yeah, it's not. It's because your business could be upside down tomorrow. That way.
We have some people asking questions.
Okay.
Also, folks, if you've already signed up for the Igniting Souls conference, super good news, because you didn't know this, but you're going to get, the public didn't know this, you're going to get Tyler at the Igniting Souls conference. We're serious, man. We're rolling this, and you can look here. Tyler's speaking, I'm speaking, we have a whole bunch of other speakers coming. But you're going to listen from him. You're going to learn from him about how to do bestseller campaigns and how to do marketing well and how to do IPS. So if you don't have your Igniting Souls conference ticket, folks, get it, because as we share more and more over the next few months, those tickets are going to go. But what do you think of this question? Because people are saying, will IPS work for a coaching business without having a book to launch? Or, Tyler, will it work for any business that doesn't even believe in books or publishing?
Yeah, it'll work for any, it'll work for landscapers, technicians. It'll work for any business, honestly. It really will.
Any business where people work with people.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Which is every business almost.
Every business on planet Earth. Yeah. So, man, I know we have a whole, we're going to call it a day here in a moment, because we're going to go chat offline about some cool stuff, but let's tell people what they can expect. Early notification list today, then over the next few weeks, the course will be launched. So people will be able to get access to the course and experience this system for themselves.
Yeah. I think within, what are we, April 16th? So within a few weeks, maybe a month, just to make sure I'm around there, right?
Yeah.
Then within, they'll
have access. Yeah. So within the next month, 4 to 6 weeks, they're gonna have access for the course. Some people are going to say, just like I did when I watched it, I said, oh my gosh, this is gold. I'm all in. Some people are going to say, implement the system into my business. So, right?
And that's where, we can come in and actually just do it for you. which is awesome as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So for the solopreneur who's like, oh my gosh, I've never spent a dollar on Facebook, or I've never spent a dollar on ads, or maybe I have, but I've lost money. They're going to be able to do the course and say, wow, no more cold calls, no more risk. I can do this. But then the people who have kick butt businesses that are just going and going and going, they're going to say, now I can 10X it without ad spend by implementing the system.
Yeah, I can't wait to see businesses. I just love the no ad spend too. It's so like to see businesses grow without like just risking the money that they've already made. Like, I think that it's just so key. So I'm really excited. As you know, I think me and you are equally excited.
We tend to text each other throughout the day and be like, did you see the guidebook? Did you see this? Did you see that? And then we're going to have a special private exclusive invite to the publishing world. Some heavy hitters, and they're going to be able to hear how our free zone is essentially going to help all authors and publishers who want to play. Talk about that excitement, because never has anybody offered the publishing world or authors all the steps.
Yeah. So I think you're speaking of like the event that we're going to be having. So yeah, no, that's, as far as I know, I don't think in the publishing space that anybody's really put on, you know, like you said, so your conference, right, that's coming up, that'll be us and some other publishers, but it's also like a lot of authors, which is great, but nobody's really put on an event where it's for like the publishers.
Yes.
So it's really exciting to just see what we've both built and then to be able to bring everybody together in your industry.
I'm so excited over the next 6 months, and it's the perfect time. Listen, Tyler, this was a blast, and people are just saying they cannot wait to hear you come and speak. And Tanisha says you, Brandon, Amanda joke with us. They're like, you two are brothers, or you're something. But
yeah, I think rapport, that works, but I think it's definitely more.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's good, man. We're both visionaries, and then we have teams that are just crushing it. So Tyler, thanks for being here. Thanks for believing in authors, publishers, and then even all businesses. Tyler, you could have held IPS as a secret. You could have said, you know what, this is working and it's a secret and I'm not going to share it with anybody. Instead, I kind of feel like, you know, I told you, I said, this is like the McDonald brothers. Mm-hmm. This is where they were working a system and they said, let's take the speedy service system to the world. And it changed the restaurant business everywhere forever. That's the significance of IPS. So thank you for being gracious and generous. Mm-hmm. And any last words that you want to say?
No, just thanks everybody for joining. It was really fun to connect with everybody and see all the comments, and really excited for what's to come.
Awesome. Take care, everybody. Make sure you get on the early notification list, because if you miss out on that one, there's going to be people doing laps around you, and you don't want that. We want your business to be on the front end. Take care. See you, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.